Okay, we continue the Gemara Davav. Obviously, it's all intertwined with what we just saw before in the Tosos and Daf Pei Amud Beis. We have the Tzad HaShava of the Mishnah, which is coming to be marbe a new case that is learnt out of a Tzad HaShava from the Mazikim that are mentioned. Abaye explained his case that Abna Sakina Masal Berosh Hagag, they fell from the roof, Beruach Mitsuya, and they caused damage after they came to rest. And that is learned out from a Tzad HaShava of Bor and Esh. You have elements of Bor here, but the fact is, it was, as the Abaye works it out, it was Koch Acha Me'urbo and making it into a Bor. On the roof, it wasn't a Bor yet, and it only became a Bor with the wind. On the other hand, so you have Esh Yochiach, and we had various ways to explain that. Esh Yochiach, as you saw yesterday in the Tosfos. And then on the other hand, Eshes Halechu Mazik, and then we gave Bor Yochiach, and so we have a Tzad HaShava, that's within Abaye. Comes Rava with another scenario. Rava Amar, L'asuye Bor HaMizgalgel, V'ragli Adam U'V'ragli Behema. So here we have a case of a person who placed a Bor, a full bona fide Bor, Takala, in one spot in Rishus HaRabim, and then it got kicked, rolled to another spot, either through feet of a human being, a people, or animals. Rashi, Boro HaMisgalgel, Kigon Hiniach Evan Bishus HaRabim, Uba'oda Bimkoma Lohizika. When it was in its first location, it didn't cause any hezek. The Gilgila, Ragli Adam Ubehema Lamokamacher Vizika Sham. So, what was the Kriyas HaBor? The Bor that caused Hezek in the second location was only a result of the Ragli Adam and Ragli Behema. We asked this question yesterday also by the case of Avna Sakino Berosh Hagag. Where's the Kriyas HaBor? The Gemara is going to ask right away, Heichidami, Ida Afkirino Ben Arav Ben Lishmo Hainu Bor. The Gemara jumps right away and says, it should be Bor. What do you mean it should be Bor? Bor requires ki yiftach or ki yichra. And I think the answer is the same answer that we had yesterday. You don't need a maisa kriya, you need a pshia that's a kriya. What you did over here is not a kriya sabor for the Bor that was mazik in the second place. You can't count that as a kriya sabor for the second location. The hezek was in the second location, and that was dug by the Ragli Adam, Ragli Behema, quote unquote. They dug that Bor. But you are Poshea, you know that, just like you know that it can be taken from the Rosh Hagag with the Ruach Mitzuya and find its way down to the ground. You know that it can also get kicked to another place and be Mazik in that other location, so that what you did is the equivalent of a Pshia of Kriya Sabor. That's what's also Machayev. You don't need the Maisa Kriya, you need the Pshia Sakriya. So that's what the Gemara asks. Ida afkirinu, if it's a case where you mafkir it, ben ura ben lishmo hainu bor. Rashi says, lo garsinan, iba hadi dazli maski lo garsinan, vahachid garsinan, hechidami ida afkire ben ura ben lishmo. Rashi is alluding to, as a girsa we'll see more about Rikos and Tosos, that the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that it was mazik while it's in motion, and the question, we have to figure what the question would be exactly. Rashi negates the whole girsa completely, and according to Rashi, the Gemara only spells out that it's assumed that it obviously was mazik after it came to rest, and again, if there was such a girsa, we'd have to know what the implications are. That's the Arichus in the second Tosis over here. We'll get to Mitzvah Shem. So what is the question? If it's afkarinu, then everyone would call it a bor, and therefore, what's the need for tzad hashava? Mashna bor shekein tchilas asiyasa lenezek, ushmirasa olecha. Interesting in the girsa here. Before the Gemara's girsa was mashna bor shekein tchilas asiyasa lenezek umamonoch ushmirasa olecha. We keep going back and forth within the Rashi's, now even within the Gemara itself, a few lines apart. And this is the tension that we've seen already from the beginning of the Masechta, and the question even in the Girsas HaMishnas, we saw the Rashba there, and the comments of Tosis along the way in the Gemara. Mamish in the Girsa, okay, it's hard to know, because maybe you have to look at Old Kisvei Yad and see with the Gemaras themselves, but what we have in front of us, it's striking. that Mishnah Bor, by the first set of Sadashava, the first set of Sadashava, the word includes Mamonach, and here it doesn't. Again, that whole issue of what do you can see, use the word Mamonach, Gavi Bor. Okay. Mishnah Bor, Shaken, Tchilas Asiyos, and Nezgo, Shmiras, Olecha, Haninami, Tchilas Asiyos, and Nezgo, Shmiras, and Olecha. Again, so it's identical to Bor. And again, what about the Kriya Sabor? The answer is the Pshia of the Kriya, the Pshia that you put it here, knowing that it could get rolled to another spot and become and be mazik there. That's called a Pshia of a Kriya Sabor. Ari, you were going to ask something. You thought it was a real Kriya.
Oh, no. So no. Before we mentioned it, the same point we said earlier, with the previous Gemara, that we see here that it's just doing a Pshia that allows for...
That's what I think. That's what I think is the answer. That's what you need.
And don't we moke him in the end? Don't we understand that this is a case where, I mean, at least within Tosis Ma'ala, Borsha came, and Kol HaChachamur, but we see that it's where you were Maniach it in Rosh Hashanah yourself.
So that's a Kol HaChachamur issue. No, but this
you
is
have
a
Kriya. You put it yourself in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so moved. But
it was a
tuck.
Wait till we get there. It was a takala from the beginning. Clear. Arosh HaGaga wasn't a takala. But the bor that was mazik, did you dig that bor in the place that it was mazik? I don't think so. The Kriya Sabor itself has to do with how it got to location number two. Were you pushaya in that Kriya, in that bor to create through your negligence that bor was created? Yes. Was it a maisa kriya in that second location where the hezek occurred? No. But there was a pshia that allowed that bor to be dug. That bor was dug in location B because of your pshia by putting the bor in location A. Okay, so that's the point of the Gemara. But haino bor, that should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, okay, so afkirinu doesn't sound right. Ela delo afkirinu. So it's not you weren't mafkirit. So the Gemara jumps right away to Shmuel. La'olam el Shmuel da'amar kol mevaraydo haynu bor. There was another girsa that Tosis right in the way in the beginning says that we shouldn't have, and the same thing as in the earlier Sadashava. That is idlo afkirinu. Then what? And we have to go through both possibilities. Il Rav da'amar. What does Rav hold? Mishor lamadu haynu shor. And Tosis says lo gasinan. As Tosis earlier says, why not? Because Tosis quotes from the Rashbam that what exactly is it according to Rav? Not a pure shore, but shore with bor. It actually is a limud from a tzad hashav, in which case we have a good shot. It would work out. So okay, so that's why we can't be gorisit according to Tosis. That would be that issue. So Sigmar asks, Hainu bor. So what's the pshat? La'olam dafkirin. Sigmar goes back and says, okay, so let's work with the first possibility, you will mafkirit. But don't say it's straightforward bor. Below dami lebor. Why? Malibor shekein maisav garmulo. So the Gemara introduces here another point that what makes this different than bor. Bor is maisav garmulo. Tomer bahani shein maisav garmulo. Let's see Rashi. Maisav kriyaso garma esahezik. When it comes to a classic bor, your kriya was the gorin. Your mice of your actions were gorin the hezek. Of a mice of shozeh lo hiziku, ela ragli adam ubehema shel gilgiluhu. So the way that I think we should be masbir this idea, in other words, let's do it through a question. In other words, what does Gemara mean? Here, your mice was not what you did. You put the bor over here in one spot. And then you needed another thing to happen in the form of the kicking it down to the other spot. So that's called ein mice of garmulo. As opposed to a person who dug the bor in the very same spot that the hezek occurred, that's called mice of garmulo. But what exactly is the nature of this chisaron? Let's just see. Let's just see another line or two, then we'll come back and explain it. So that's the kasha, that there's a problem here. It's not exactly bor, because by bor, it's mice of garmulo. The kriya causes the hezek. You don't need anything that comes subsequent. But here, there's the need for something else to happen for the hezek to happen. In other words, it had to get rolled to the other place for the hezek to occur in the other place. You needed something more. So what do we say? Shor yochiach. So what will we bring in here to show that you can be chayiv even by a case of ein ma'isav garmu lo shor. Rashi says shor yochiach she ein ma'isav bailam garmu ahesik al mamonu hizik. In other words, it was not ma'isav bailam. It was mamon of the shor is being mazik. It's not the ma'isav bailam. He was negligent, and the shor went and was mazik. V'ahinu at fel ha'shava did not give mas nisin. Could the Gemara have said eish yochiach on this rather than shor yochiach? Think.
Yeah.
What does it depend on? What? Mm-hmm. What would you say when a person lights a fire and the ruach carries it? Is the ruach is considered it mais of garmulo or ein mais of garmulo? So what do we see? Tosis is not sure about that. Tosis initially thought that the eish is called ein mais of garmulo. It's just the ruach. And Tosis says that Tosis thought that that's called ein mais of garmulo. Tosis says called mais of Tosef thought that that's called Mais of Garmelo, because it's just the Ruach. Then Tosef says, no, it's called Ein Mais Garmelo. The Ruach is something more that's needed. So the Gemara says, Shor Yochiach, that you see your Chayiv even in the case of ein mais of garmelo. So therefore, that's a tzadah shava. Malos shoshkin darko yechal hazik. Again, Rashi right away says hanu tzadah shava. Even if you don't come back full circle, we medayik this in the earlier Rashi. Once you have a yochiach, the first yochiach, you've already worked out a tzadah shava. Sometimes you're finished with it, and that's it. Doesn't have to go back again. You need one, and then you have yochiach, and everything is perfect. Now you have your limud. Sometimes you can ask on the second thing, and then come back to the first, and v'chazer adin. Either way, it's a tzadah shava. Rashi stops short right away. I'm tzadah shava, nakim masnisin. But l'maisa, you're going to have to come back a second time. So it's not just palga d'dina, it's what we call the full circle. So malishosh kitako yechol hazik, bor tochiach. But bor is not tako yechol hazik, so v'chazer adin, lo rizeh, ki rizeh. Alec, yeah.
Say earlier that
Bor Misgalgal
is Maisav Garmelo.
Mm-hmm. What did Tosa say about Bor Misgalgal? Let's go back to that before. What did Tosa say about Maisav Garmelo by Eish? By Bor Misgalgal? By Eish. Tosa says Eish is called the Lochash of Eish Maisav Garmelo, Kimisha Ruach Misayo. That's what Tosa said. Hechi asu kulam yibar me'eshu bar, Tosa asks. Now eshu bar shekin ma'isav garmelo, kid paracha kama gabar mezgalgal. The eish nami ma'isav garmelo, shidlika eish. Tosa initially thinks that the ruach is not considered something new. It's called ma'isav garmelo because as far as everything is concerned, it's done. Again, we're going to explain in a second the ma'isav garmelo, what it means more carefully, but Tosa's answer is to lochash eish ma'isav garmelo, kim shiruach messiah. What are you asking? So Bor Misgalgal is called Ein Mais Garmelo. That's a Gemara. That's when he did Tzadah Shava. The Yochiach, to allow this to be Mechuyev, to be learned out as a Chiyev, is the Shor Yochiach. I just threw out the question. Could the Gemara have said Eish Yochiach? That's what you have before in Tosis. Maskanas of Tosis, it's called Ein Mais Garmelo, so it could have also been Eish Yochiach. Yeah, that's what I'm pointing at. But the etzem idea of Mais of Garmelo, let's explain it through the question. We spoke at the question, just I think for emphasis again. At first glance, you say, well, you know, Mais of Garmelo, as opposed to a Mais of Garmelo. So Bor is called Mais Garmelo. You dug the Bor. But that's not so, because we have a Daf Mem Ches, a case of a Bor that was dug not by you, in your Rishus, next to Rishus of Rabin. And you didn't fill it up. And the Gemara says, you should have closed up that bor. You saw it, you were aware of it, and you didn't close it up. It's as if you would have dug the bor. And you're chayiv for the takala. How could that be that you're chayiv? Where's Mais of Garmelo? The Gemara says, it's classic bor, it's Mais of Garmelo. How is this Mais of Garmelo? You didn't do anything. You were passive. You just didn't fill up the bor. Why is that called Mais of Garmelo? That was our problem. Why is it called Ma'aseh Gamlo? You didn't do anything. No, what are you going to say? In Chinami. At the end of the day, you're chayiv, not because it's a classic bor, just like our Gemara. You don't need, at the end of the day, to be Ma'aseh Gamlo, because you can start with bor, and then you can bring in, as the Gemara has, Shor Yochiach. So at the same way that the Gemara has a Tzad HaShava, to learn out a case which is going to be an Ein Ma'aseh Gamlo type of bor, because you can always bring in Shor as a Yochiach, so we'll do that over there as well. But that's not glat. Because then it comes out that we have another case of Tzad HaShava that we could have brought. Why do we have to mention Bor Mizgalgo? Could have mentioned that case. Okay, I don't know if it's a terrible kasha, but I mean, it's pashtus. It would sound like that Gemara is not because of a Tzad HaShava that I know that's chayiv. That's also classic Bor. And only this case is called a case of Ein Ma'aseh Gamlo by Mizgalgo. So what's the pashat? But there's no ma'aseh there. So how is it called Ma'aseh Gamlo if there was no ma'aseh? So I think the answer has to be how to understand this problem, this chesaron called Ein Ma'aseh Gamlo, that you might think you're not chayiv there. What's the idea? So let's go back and work with the chakira and go with one side of the chakira that I think we're basically leaning toward. Kol shechavti b'shmiraso echsharti es nisko, the pshat of Rashi and the aftes on the days in the Mishnah, that the basis for why you're chayiv by the Avos Nezikin, which includes Bor, of course. Mishnah is working off one of the other. Is because of your pshia. Whatever the mazik is that the Mishnah talks about, chavti b'shmira, so because I was live, because I was negligent, that's the reason why I'm live. That's why that's the machayiv. That's why I'm chayiv. Not this idea the mom and the mazik is machayiv me, but I could have been off the hook if I did a proper shmira. No, the machayiv itself, the siba sachiyuv is the negligence. The hechsher nezikin, the hechsher that Tosis quotes in the Shami, that's it's a hechsher nezikin. It's a hechsher. It's I conditioned it. My pshia was what set up the hezek occurred. But when we talk about hechsher nezikin, we can talk about it in different levels. How much was a machshir? To what degree? There's a higher type of a hechsher nezikin, and there's a hechsher nezikin that you might say has a certain deficiency. It's not as strong. It's not as strong of a hechsher. Not as strong of a pshia. And here's where I think the issue here plays out. Let's talk now first about this Ma'aseh Gamlo, Ein Ma'aseh Gamlo, by a bor. If what I did, if my pshia, if that thing that's mechayev me, because I'm machshir the nezek, my pshia, has everything in it that the mazik is ready to be mazik. You don't need a new ma'aseh afterwards that's going to cause the hezek. You just need that, okay, the nizik has to come here and fall into the bor. The chur has to fall into the bor. But in terms of the mazik, everything is finished. My hechsher did not leave anything that has to still happen afterwards. That's one level of hechsher nizikin. That's called ma'aseh of Gamlo. I dug the bor. The only thing it's missing is the shor hachamor has to fall into it. But from the perspective of the mazik, everything is finished. That's called Ma'aseh Gamlo. In the case of a shor, for example, I was pusheya in that I didn't protect, I didn't close the door of the barn. Because of that, what happened is the shor escaped, the shor came out and went and was mazik. It gored, whatever it did. So in other words, yes, I was machshir the nezek, but after what I did, it still needed another ma'aseh to happen for the hezek to happen. There had to be the ma'aseh that subsequent happened, the shor had to be nogeach. That's called a ma'aseh of Gamlo. If I just had bor, and I want to know what is the case, now, what's the case of my bor mizgalgel? So bor mizgalgel, I put the bor over here, but then it needed, in this case, it needed something else to happen for it to be mazik in the second location. It needed the gilgul of ragi adam ragi behema. That's why it's Ein Ma'aseh Gamlo. What do we ask? What do you mean? How about the case of the bor that you didn't close up? How is that called a classic bor? How is that called Ma'aseh Gamlo? You didn't do anything. The answer is, we're not talking about actions. Ma'aseh Gamlo doesn't have to do with a ma'aseh versus not a ma'aseh. It has to do with the hechsher that I did. Is that hechsher finished? A complete hechsher that doesn't require something else to happen afterwards for the hezek to occur. So what's the blame? Why am I pinned with the blame over there? Because I didn't close the bore. It was passive. But that hechsher, that's finished. That doesn't require anything to happen afterwards. The same way if I dig a bore, so that's called mice of garmulo, that you don't need anything to happen afterwards. So here, the digging of the bore was passive. It's commanded karyidami. I didn't fill up the bore. And that's considered like, that's my pshia, that's my commanded karyidami, that's called my pshia sakriya, that right there. Good. Do you need anything else from the perspective of the mazik? No. You just need the nizik to fall in. So it's the same mice of garmulo as a regular bore. Maisav ain't maisav. It's not about action being doing a maisav. It's not doing a maisav. It's about garmulo or ain garmulo means, do you need another maisav for the hezek to occur? By Yeshua, you need another maisav for the hezek to occur. By Eish, Tosa says l'maskana, the ruach is considered another maisav. It's called ain maisav garmulo. By a boar, be it a boar that you dug actively, be it a boar that was memela dug, that's called maisav garmulo. By a boar mizgalgel, you need it to go down from boar and shore. Why? Because I did the boar here, but since the hezek occurred over there, it only got to that point, to that spot where did the hezek through the kicking of the animal or whatever. So that's called ein maisav garmulo. That's, I think, the idea. So the point is as follows. The chisaron of the pircha, the chisaron of ein maisav garmulo, relates to what? What specific nekuda? What are we trying to say? What is it relating to? If you were to pinpoint, where does that chesaron lie? In the hechsh of the nizikin, of the hechsh of the mazik. Michael.
I'll really answer.
Now I want to take it a step further. I want to ask you the following in terms of Havana. Let's go back to the first tzarashav of Abaye. Yeah, Isaac.
According to that Shabbat, we say that someone who digs a boar, it's a high, the person's a greater mazik than, let's say, shalach shluchei, because there's something else that needs to be done. Because we were saying before right. That Shalach Shluchei is a high level of
the same
Shia.
Right.
But now, Shalach Shluchei, even though you go and you send off the animal, there's still it's still not Mice of Garmula. So are we saying that Mice of Garmula, when we
right.
say
it's different,
levels,
it's different,
this is the highest level Mice of Garmula?
I'm not comparing and contrasting that distinction versus this distinction. These are all distinctions within the same world. You're right. That the way that we learned up the Gemara Shalach Shluchei and Asum Emela, it's all within the same issue. The issue called Hechsher Nezikin, there's a lot of different things that you can try to identify in terms of making it a greater Hechsher or lower Hechsher. But these are two different worlds. This is, I don't know which is considered on, if you were to pay a hierarchy, Shalach Shluchei versus Ein Maisav Garmulo or whatever. I don't know. I'm saying Shalach Shluchei is a greater Hechsher than Asum Emela, correct? Because you actually sent it over there. As opposed to just, you know, it may have happened. It's either way, you're chayiv at the end, because it's also called a hechsher. But Shalach Shluchei is a greater form of a hechsher nizik. That's how we explained at the time. Within the world of bor, or within, not just bor, really in general, but bor is a classic example of a hechsher that's mice of garmelo. There's nothing more that has to happen afterwards. Shalach Shluchei is a mice of garmelo. Even though it's Shalach Shluchei, it's a greater level of hechsher from that perspective.
So Rabbi once say that mice of garmelo is the highest level of Shia? Just because Rabbi was comparing
would,
it to Shor before.
I'm comparing it to Shor only because of the Shor Yochiach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comparing it to the Shor Yochiach. I'm just saying within this distinction that we're doing with of Hechsher Nezikin and of Maisav Garmulo, in Maisav Garmulo you have a Shor Yochiach. We can talk about other distinctions within the world of Hechsher Nezikin, and that's Shor Shluchei Aslam Meila is about. That the way we explained it, there's a greater type of a Hechsher. Your Hechsher is with a Maisav of Shor Shluchei. That's obviously a machshirit in a greater manner, so it's a greater pshia, it's more of a machayev. It's more reason why you think you should be chayev for the hezek that occurred by Shalach Shluchei. It's also true. But I'm not saying that one vis-a-vis the other, this is better, this is the best, this is the highest. At the end, they're all chayev anyway. We're using this only as svaris, why you need a tzad hashava, you have to come on to the other thing. It's not a slam dunk situation of bor, because bor has something that's more, you know, in it. I'm not contrasting or comparing it to the other. It's just that's also a chiluk within trying to see where the hechsher is a greater hechsher. I want to think about now the first tzad hashava, and this is not as postured, but I'm inclined to think about it in the same way. Let's consider the svara of koch acham urabo. The Gemara says that tabor. Ma labor vis-a-vis the first ukimta of Avnas Akin Masel, So it's not a perfect bor. Why? The Gemara says this distinction is a bor is ein koch acham urbo. And here it's koch acham urbo. He had to fly down from the roof to the ground, so that's different. So where does that chesaron lie? When you have a case of ein koch acham urbo, so this bor example where it fell from the roof, it's a koch acham urbo. So what is the drawback? Where does that chesaron lie in terms of what? So one could have said that that's a different issue. That's a bad sort of Nachum is inclined in this direction, but maybe we'll suggest it this way. I mean, it's a chakira. It's a valid chakira. That the problem is in the, like Tosis talks about the making of the mazik. So the mazik itself is a greater mazik if it was formed, if it was in koach hacham urbo. If it's koach hacham urbo, the mazik is weaker. It's a lower type of a mazik. It's koach hacham urbo. A mazik that was formed without koach acher, without the wind, just like a classic bor, so that mazik is stronger. But a mazik that became a mazik, also with the ruach that brought it down to the ground, so that mazik is a weaker mazik. One could say like that, to svar that certainly palatable. I mean, what you could ask maybe is, what we saw yesterday in Tosfos, the Yesod, that the chidush of Eish, in the parsha of Eish, Tosfos explains the Eish Yochiach in the Gemara, in the earlier Tzadah Shava, and Tosfos explains that we see in the parsha of Eish, the way we're masber Tosfos, is that the Torah treats it ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo oseh hakol, as if there would be no koach acher. If the problem, the chesaron of koach acher, has to do with the mazik being a lower level mazik, so how have you solved that problem by saying it's ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo oseh, as if he would have done it without the koach acher? The Evan knows the difference. In terms of the definition of the Evan being a higher mazik, the fact that you say, as if he were done without koach, if the mazik is by definition weaker because it was formed with also with the wind, that chesaron should be as applicable even after you say it's as if he did it without the wind. As if he did it without the wind, it's him. But the Evan doesn't know about that. The Sakin doesn't know about that. The second that's mazik, from the perspective of the Dover HaMazik, I think it's the same issue. How are you going to say that by Eish, the Gemara's using that to go back to Eish also, right? To go back to Evan Sakino Masal. But how can you say that it's an issue in terms of the mazik and say it's ki'ihu batzma osako? How does it solve the problem? What's the other side? And here we could try to make it similar to what we said over here. The issue, the svara that we're discussing is in terms of not the chefs of the mazik being lower or higher, but koach hacham urbo has to do with who? With the person who's machshir the nezek. In other words, a person who's machshir a nezek, but the mazik requires a koach acher, so that's less of a machshir. You're machshir nezek, but you need also the koach acher to make it into a mazik. So your hechshir is a lower level hechshir. It's together with the koach acher. But if it's without a koach acher, that's a be machshir nezek. That's stronger hechshir. It doesn't require anything mixed in. So the issue of koach acher murbo is also speaking to the question of what type level of a hechshir nezikin do you have here? If that's the issue, I understand what Tosfos could be saying, that by Eish, the Torah considered it as if you were machshir all by yourself, as if there were no koach acher. The issue is not about the chefs of the mazik, it's about the level of hechshir. In other words, what we want to say over here by the issue of, it's a two distinct points. We'll see the overlap in just a second in terms of the cases in the Gemara. That's the top Tosfos, right? But the two points in the Gemara, the two svaras that are playing out in the two tzadah shavas here, the chesaron of koach acher me'urabo, that makes it less than a classic bor. The chesaron of ein mais of garmelo, that makes it less than a classic bor. So we want to learn it's both a similar type of an issue in terms of where the chesaron lies. The chesaron lies in the level hechsher of the mazik, which is the basis for the chiyuv. In other words, to the extent that you're what you are machshir in your pshias hakriya, what you are posheya and you created a bor requires a koach acher. So it's not the same level as a hechsher without a koach acher. To the extent that your pshias hakriya requires something subsequent to happen for the hezek to occur, it's not the same level as a hechsher that doesn't require nothing to happen. Both have to do with the same nekuda. What type of a hechsher are we talking about? In terms of the cases themselves, let's speak it outside and we'll see the Tosis inside. So in terms of Abaye's case, in terms of Rava's case, let's maybe start with Rava's case. Rava's case, Bar Misgalgel, the drawback that requires us to make a tzadah shavah here, to bring insurance into the mix, is the fact that it's a mice of Garmula. Could that have also been identified as a problem in terms of Koch HaCham Be'urabo? So what's Tosis going to say? Could that have been a problem of Koch HaCham Be'urabo? Why not? Because you made what you did in the formation of the mazik, of the davar mazik, there was no koach acher. You put it down here in the spot. The mazik as a takala and its formation as a takala doesn't. So the hechsher in terms of being a mazik did not require koach acher. But what is the problem? But for the hezek to occur, you needed another maisa to happen. So it's a maisa of garmula. So in Rava's case, the chesaron could not have been identified as anything but one of Ein Mais of Garmula. Whereas, in Abaye's case, of Avna Sakinu Masal, Shenicha Berosh Gago, V'nafu Bruch Mitzuyah V'ziku Basa Denachu, what does Abaye identify as the problem? That it's not a classic bar, you need a Tzad HaShava from Eishu Chiyach. Why? Because it is Koach Acham Me'urabo. What about the issue of Ein Mais of Garmula? Could that have been also relevant in that case? Yes, you needed also something to happen later for the hezek to occur. In other words, the same way Rabbi Yad Magad Behema is in Ma'aseh Garmul, so is the Ruach Mitzvah takes it down. That's what Tosis points out. Let's see in the Tosis. Ma'aseh Bor Shekin in Koach Acham Me'urabo. L'may Depreshis. See, but here already you have to, Tosa says, it's not as simple. What is it? What is it? What are we saying? Is the Ruach considered to be Ein Mais of Garmulo? So, L'may Depreshis, the Lo Chash of Eish, Mais of Garmulo, Fisher Ruach Misayeh Alo. So what did Tosa say at the, that was the Teretz of Tosis earlier? Tosa said that the fact that you need the Ruach makes it Ein Mais of Garmula because you needed the Ruach afterwards. Havi Matzi L'Mifrachacha, the Gemara could have chosen, in the first case of Abaye, the other Pirch. Gemara could have chosen, the Gemara could have said, Havi Matzi L'Mifrach, Malibor, Shekein Mais of Garmula, Tom Babna Sakino, that what? That's Ein Mais of Garmula. Why is Ein Mais of Garmula? Because what do you need? You need the Ruach. What does Tosis mean, L'May Depreshis? That's the Tosis before. Those are the two lines of the Tosis right toward the end. Hechi asukomi eishu bor, mal eishu bor shekein mais of garmelo. Tosis assumes that we know bor is mais of garmelo. Tosis assuming in the question that eish is mais of garmelo. L'shehid v'yaka eish. That was Tosis' question before. How can you learn from bor v'eish to the others? The others, shor, for example, is considered what? What's shor considered? A mais of garmelo. What's bor considered? Mais of garmelo. What's eish? That's the shailen Tosis. Tosis' question was, Eish is also Mais of Garmula, because you did the Eish, I the Ruach, that's Memela. That's Ruach is just the Ruach, that's the world, that's nature. That's not like Ragli Adam, Ragli Behema, which is a person, an animal that kicks it. That's a Mais of Garmula. Sure being Mazik is Mais, but the Eish, the Ruach just takes it. That's called Mais of Garmula. That's just like digging a bar. The Ruach is, Tosis answers, the Rochash of Eish, Mais of Garmelo, Kim Sharuch Messiah. No, you could learn from Barba Eish because Bor is a mice of garment below, but Eish is called. Bor is called mice of garmelo. Eish is called a mice of garmelo. You need something else. You need the ruach. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, lemai depreces. Within what I just told you earlier at the end of the Tosfos Kishadas Ahamid Beis, the lochash of Eish mice of garmelo fishruach mesayo. So the Gemara in the first case of Abaye, where it was taken with the wind down from the roof, so instead of using the pircha of what of it's koach acha meurabo, that's what makes it different than bor. Havi matzil mifrach acha malabor shekein ma'is of garmula. One could have chosen the other pircha that you find in the second side of Shavu, that bor is ma'is of garmula, and this case, which is requiring the wind to take it down. Tamar ba'av the sakino, which is a mice of garmelo, because the wind is caught. Something else had to be afterwards. So why didn't the Gemara pick that? Why did Abaye pick this pircha? El gofi the pircha shekein in kochacha meurabo chashiv tfei. This is a stronger pircha. The hashta lekel meimar shor yochiach ela eish greida. So what's the yochiach? The eish is chayiv, even though it's what? Even though it's koach acham urabo. But you couldn't say shor yochiach. Shor is not inked. It's not koach acham urabo. So the only option is to say eish yochiach. Had I used the pircha of what? Of shekein ma'isim garmelo, I could have also said what? Shor yochiach. So that's why this is a stronger pircha. That's in terms of using the pircha of ma'isim garmelo in the first case. Well, come on, gabi bar misgalgel, in the case that Rava gives, Parich, Malabor Shekein Ma'is of Garmelo, that's the Pircha there. Dilo Shaya Chasam Shekein Ein Kochacha Me'urabo. There was no alternative. There you couldn't use the Pircha of Ein Kochacha Me'urabo. Dehechaneima, Tomar Bor Mitzgagwa Shekein Kochacha Me'urabo, which would mean what? Dimashma, Dilo Havi Bor El Aide Koch Acher. The issue of Kochacha Me'urabo means the formation of the Bor. It's a lower level hechsher the way we understood it, because it was a koach acher. But ze'eno sheri nasa bor below koach acher mishum nicha b'shus aradin. As soon as you place it in location A, so there is no tziruf of koach acher there. So what you did for your demise of your hechsher nezikin did not include a koach acher in it. So therefore, in Rava's case, the only thing to ask is it's a mice of garmelo. So again, in the first case of Abaye, we could have opted to use, because of what Tosfos concluded earlier, that ruach of the eish is called ein mice of garmelo. You needed the ruach afterwards. So the Gemara could have also used that, but the Gemara picked this one because you can only say eish yochiach and not shor yochiach. So the Gemara picked the pircha of ein kochacha meurabo. In the second case of Rava, the Gemara could not have picked anything but what it did. It couldn't have said that it's not in koach acham urabo, because in fact it is in koach acham urabo. It's not koach. It is exactly like bor is. It became bor initially. You made it when you first bought your hechshed. You did not have any ruach that was any koach acham that was connected with what you did. Just in a way, strange. It comes out that everything that you have in Rava Sada Shava to teach me, you really have an abaye already. At the end of the day, for Abaye's case to be chayiv, you're already going to have to acknowledge that you don't need, not only don't you need ein kochacha meurabo, it could be kochacha, but you also see that it could be ein mice of garmelo. In a way, like it's bechal masaymana, whatever Rav is bechad, the shechor is a nichol and Abaye. It's strange. That's what comes out of Tosis. Yeah?
Tosis was saying that they preferred the kasha of koach acher, because then it's only a yochiach from eish. But if we did the other kasha that bor is koach acher, abor is mice of garmelo, then you could avoid the whole mess we had from yesterday of that
yochiach
really
is.
What's the yochiach?
Yeah, I understand.
And yochiach bad,
yeah, but you still have to be okay. Yeah, you're right. But maybe that's even more. So the point is, so it's a harder pircha to rebut. So that's why he picks that one. So it's a more uphill battle. So it's a stronger pircha. So you're making it even better. In other words, Tosfos, you couldn't have said shor yochiach. You can only say shochiach, and you're saying adding to that, and the shochiach is a difficult thing. Right. So it's like so we pick a pircha that's going to take a lot more to solve.
We're not just doing it as the Tzadishot says, a technicality to get the din. We're really trying not to learn it out.
According to Tosfos' first teretz, the shochiach is not what we would imagine it is, right? It's a different word. It's to take the idea that ki'ilu hu al sahakol, right? That's the thing. Yeah. So it's a more difficult yochiach.
Yeah.
So saying chanami, so it's also good. So that's why he picks a pircha that's going to have a harder. Yeah, Isaac.
If we're saying in the first answer that koch acher is better because then you wouldn't be able to say shor yochiach, so within Rava's tzadashava, we said that we're able to say both shor yochiach and eish yochiach.
Yeah, but with Rava Sarashavi.
Is that just because we had nothing else we could have chosen?
Yeah, I mean, you picked one.
Between the two of them, you would want to pick the one where you could only learn out Eish or only learn out Shur.
Right. If you could pick one of two Pirchas, I'll pick the Pircha that's the stronger one. Why is the stronger one? Because I have a more limited pool of what I'm going to pull in for the Yuchiyach. But in Rava's case, there's no other Pircha but that. So then, okay, you could use this.
You can't
this.
Say Kach Acher.
Right, that's what Tosfos points out, because the formation of the board didn't have a koach acher. Everyone in here clear what Tosfos is saying? I think you, Yaakov, have before question, yeah.
So I have two questions. That one was, are we saying that like that the Maaseh Gamlo is kind of shown by like when the Mazik does the Hezek, and what was like the last Maaseh that caused that, as opposed to like a Maaseh that gives the potential for Hezek to occur? Back is like if we say that, then if you made a boar, it has like it's set up and totally ready to damage, but we'd still say if it's kicked that wasn't the mice of Garmala. So it seems like it's coming out that once the damage is done, what was the last mice that caused that, and that's mice of Garmala, that action.
You're asking, you're onto something. I think does anyone hear what Yaakov is bringing in? He's asking, perhaps. Maybe Eitan's also thinking like this. Like, Tosfos makes it seem so simple that in the case of Bar Mezgalgel, there's nothing to talk about as far as Koch Acher, because the boar you made in the first spot is a boar, and it was without Koch Acher. But in terms of the Hezek being in location B, you still needed something else. You needed the kicking. So that's called Eimais of Garmelo, but that's not called Koch Acher. Is that because it's not wind? Okay, maybe that's what it means, because it's not wind. So then what's your question? You needed something more to happen. So that's the Gilgul Ragli Adam Ragli Behema. What's bothering you?
So that doesn't sound like necessarily like an issue of Maaseh Garmelo. That sounds like it's something else.
That's the distinction. That's the point. That's the distinction. No, that's good. I tell you where you're heading, I think. Let's hear from Eitan first, yeah.
I don't think I was going to say anything.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to like interrupt those.
No. It's okay. We'll go. I'll come back, because I want to come back to Ellie's question from the morning. We have to think about it together. Yeah.
According to the way we're explaining it, wouldn't Maaseh Garmelo be... I think Rebbe was saying is nichlal.
Yes, I'm bothered by that.
So
it comes out.
Why is Tosfos bothered by why did Abaye not explain Maaseh Garmelo? Maaseh Garmelo is included in something's is called Hachamorbo. So it's also included in that is the fact that it's a Maaseh Garmelo. So why is Tosfos bothered by how come he doesn't say Maaseh Garmelo if it's included in called Hachamorbo?
No, it's not. It's not. That the case is included. It's that the case that Baye brought of Avno Sakina Masol Berosh Hagag. So when the Gemara explains the need for Tzara Shava, the Gemara introduces the Pircha that it's not exactly like Bor because of the fact that it's Koch Acham Urbo. And on that we bring in the Yochiach from Eish. The Gemara could have introduced, and which means at the end that you really need to come on to the Tzara Shava for this issue too. Mark could have introduced another reason why it's not straightforward Bor. And that is the fact that Bor is Maaseh Garmelo. And this is a ma'aseh gamelo, according to what I said before, says Tosfos, that the ruach taking something is called ein ma'aseh gamelo. You need the ruach afterwards. So it's not all you. You need this plus the ruach afterwards. So the Gemara could have chosen that piyuchah in building out the tzadah shava. But for that, you would have had the response could have been shor yochiach. But for the piyuchah of, after all here it's kol chacham urabo, you couldn't say shor yochiach. So you can only say ish yochiach.
How is ish yochiach for ma'aseh gamelo?
It's not a ma'aseh gamelo.
What? Because Aish is called.
Is not. Aish is, oh, I guess from the earlier Tosfos, that Aish is also a ma'aseh gamelo.
Yeah. That's what Tosfos means. Had we used the svara of according to what I said, that Aish is called a ma'aseh gamelo, we could have also. We could have asked that this case is a case of a ma'aseh gamelo. Were I to say that Aish is called ma'aseh gamelo, then the only piercha available is the piercha of ein kochacha me'urabo. But if I assume that the Aish is called a ma'aseh gamelo because of the fact that you need the ruach afterwards, so then the Gemara could have asked that kasha. What Eli asked me in the morning is as follows. Let's see if we can really, delve into this for a second. We are basically playing out two different chesronos on this page. And the way we're learning it, it's really everything plays out in terms of the level of the Hechsher Nezikin. So the issue of Koch Acham Urbo makes it a Hechsher that's lower, because the Hechsher, what you did, also needs Betzira of the Ruach as well, the Koch Acham of the Ruach, to make into a Bor. So that's a lower type of a Hechsher than if it didn't require the Ruach along with it. The issue of Emais of Garmelo means it's a lower type of a Hechsher because you needed something later to do, the Mazik, something has had to happen for the Hezek to occur, not just an Izzet coming here with the Mazik, but it had to be some Maisa subsequent. Also, in terms of Eish, so what do we see as far as the person lights the fire and the Ruach carries it? So what did Tosa say? In terms of Mice of Garmelo, what did Tosa say? That we view the Tosa thought in the question, it's called Mice of Garmelo. It's just Ruach. It's not a Ragli Yad Magi Behema. That was Tosa's question. Tosa's answer is no. Bor and Eish are good to learn to everything else because Eish is called a Mice of Garmelo. You need the Ruach later on to that's called something else had to happen. So Eli asked me the following question. But Tosfos also said, just a few lines before this, that we discussed yesterday, the yesod of what in the parsha of Eish, how do we understand the issue of koch acham urabo by Eish? So Ma'is says koch acham urabo, but Yochayv. So how do we understand that? The Tosfos explains to answer his kasha, how do we work out the Eish Yochiach in the Gemara? Tosfos said a yesod that the way I understand it is, not that the Torah says Yechayev, even though your Hechsher included a Koach Acher, but Yechayev, because it's viewed as if you were acting without the Koach Acher. The way we explained it, that means that the Halacha Sa'esh was done without the Koach Acher. It's as if it had been just by you. And that's the reason why Yechayev, and that's the Eish Yochiach in terms of saying by Bor as well, it's as if the Bor had been formed on the ground without the Koach Acher. That was how we Tosfos went pshat in the Gemara Eish Yochiach on the first side of Shabbat. So Tosfos said to Yisod that it's ki'ilu, there was no koach acher. So now the question in Havana is a very, I think there's a way out of this, but I want to hear the question. So how does that square with what Tosfos said a few lines later? That Tosfos said that Eish is called Ein Ma'aseh Gamelo because you need the Ruach afterwards. But if the chiddush of the Eish encompasses is that ki'ilu there was no ruach, ki'ilu you were mo'achit by yourself, ki'ilu hu vada osa hakol. So how could you view that as a problem of ein ma'aseh of gamelo? To the extent that you need something else, whatever is something else, it's all you. It's a tease, but I don't think it's nice. I don't think it's a question in the end, but we have to know why. At first glance, how do you square the two parts of Tosfos together? Tosfos says it's called Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo, because you need the ruach that's going to come later on. But Tosfos, the Chiddush of Eshes is Ki'igu Hu Ba'atzma Osa Ko, you're doing everything. The more I think about it, the more I realize it's not a question, but I want to see if anyone has any thoughts. Chayra, it's not as hard as it may seem at first. No? Let's hear. Do you have a question? Who doesn't hear the question? Try it again. Chavusa. Okay. You hear the question. You don't want to hear it again.
On here already.
Okay, so there's two distinct issues in the Gemara that make something less of a Hechsher Nezikin than a classic Bor. There's a Chesaron called Koach Acham Urabo. There's a Chesaron called Ein Mais of Garmula. That's why you have to resort to a Tzadah Shavah. Now, in terms of Eish, that requires, after you light the fire, if you have a case where it goes with the wind, so in terms of defining it as the wind taking it afterwards, is it called Ma'aseh Garmelo, Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo? So Tosfos in the question thought that that's called Ma'aseh Garmelo. That was his question. Hakim went from Bar Ve'esh to Ma'aseh Garmelo. Tosfos responds by saying, no, the fact that you have the Ruach is called Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo. That means that you need the Ruach afterwards. But then earlier in Tosfos explained that when the Gemara says on the first Tzadah Shavah that Amale Bor Shekein Ein Kol Chacham Urbo Tomer Ba'Avon Sukin Masol that it's Kol Chacham Urbo, the Gemara says Eishuchiach. So Tosfos had a problem with Eishuchiach because Tosfos just got finished explaining earlier that when you have a case of Eish of Kol Chacham Urbo that makes a Hoich Umazik, that's not a drawback of Kol Chacham Urbo, it's a Hoich Umazik. So what's in the Gemara? To say Yochiach, this is in the context of Eish, it's not a chesaron of Kochach, but in the context of Avon Sakin Maso, it is a problem. Tosfos says in the first Teretz that the Eish Yochiach means that just like you see by Eish, and the Chiddush of Eish is that the Torah dismisses the Kochach as if it wasn't the Kochach, as if you were doing everything. V'chai Mishum Chitza, we explain, means Ad Kedei Kach, that you could say that when Eish is Mazik, it's you're doing the Hezek, because it's as if you were Molech the Eish. So therefore, so too, over here, it's as if you were made the Bor. So the problem that you're asking is, how does that fit with what Tosfos says a few lines later? That the case of Eish is called Ein Mais of Garmelo, because you need the Ruach. And yet Tosfos said just a few lines earlier that the Koach Acher is dismissed as if you've been doing it. You were doing everything. That seems to be the problem, yeah?
Maybe Koach Acher is about Shia, but Mais of Garmelo is just about whether or not the Mais of you totally did the mazik. So, by Koch Acher, the Torah is being mechavi and saying you should have been aware that this wind was going to come, and therefore your pshia is very high, and that's why you're chayav. And that's why you're chayav. The Maisa Garmelo, we say that the Maisa you didn't do the total Maisa, therefore it's not considered Maisa Garmelo.
Okay, let me hear you again. The issue of what? Of Mais of Garmelo is about what?
The Mais, if you did the Mais or not. So since the wind took it, the Mais, you didn't do the Mais, so you can't call it Mais of Garmelo. But
you needed another Mais in the Hezek. Another Mais had to happen for Hezek to occur. After your Hechsher, you needed another Mais to occur, which for Tosfos, the Ruach is considered another step in the Hezek occurring. Correct? Whereas in terms of the issue of Koch Acham Urabo,
that
the Hechsher occurred together with the Koch Acher, so how do you deal with the fact that the Hechsher is compromised because it needed a Koch Acher? The answer is, it's as if...
It just means you're extra poshek, you should have expected the win.
What do you say? Because... No, you're on the right track. I'm just not sure where it's going. Yeah, Isaac?
I was thinking that the cases are talking about two different things.
Go ahead.
The beginning was talking... We were touching it as the halacha. And in terms of the halacha, the koach acher isn't going to make it a weaker mazik. And the koach acher is going... It's not going to make it... As if it's not... Hu ba'atzma oses ahezek. But later on, when we say that Eish is not mice of Garmelo, that's talking about like the Shas Hezek later on.
Good.
Once the Hezek occurs, we're not going to say that we're going to say that the Koach Acher weakens it in a certain way, because in order to get to that next step of the Hezek, it needed this Koach Acher. It couldn't do it on its
own.
Don't
use the Koach Acher, use the word that it's another Maisa afterwards.
That there was another Maisa, that it wasn't your first Maisa, that there was something else needed to do it, which is like what we say about Elbno Sakino Masod. So to get it from the roof, it's the same thing. That's what Tosa says. Hachinami over here, that's considered like Hu Atzma Ose. So you could ask the
even
question.
Even if it's Hu Atzma Ose, it's still another Maisa, that's what you're saying. In terms of, this is good, I think, taking a look together what you're saying, both of you. In terms of Imas and Garmelo, there was another Maisa that was required after what you did, which is the Heksha. Now the Maisa is required. The fact, good, and that's true. By the Ruach, it is another Maisa. The Ruach had to take it, just like the Shor had to gore. When Tosha says, Hu Ba'atzmo Sako, means the fact that the Heksha Nezikin required the conditioning for this Hezek was together with the Koach Acher. Tosha says, it's not yours together, it didn't have another partner. Getting, readying this Hezek to occur. So if there would have been viewed as another partner, because, so that means that for it to be mazik over there, you needed the ruach to get it there. So Torah says, it's as if you would have brought it there. So you don't. It's not viewed as if there is another partner here in the hezek. From the perspective of whether there's another partner in being machshir the nezek, the answer is, the ruach doesn't count. That's the ki hu atzmo sako. So that's the ki hu atzmo sako. But in terms of mice of garmulo, the fact is, you needed a halachas ha'esh al yidei ruach. The conceptually, that's not called a partner in the hezek. That you did it b'tzir of the ruach, you did it yourself. But that's still another layer, another shlav in the hezek occurring after what you did. What did you do as being machshir the hezek? What did you do practically speaking? What did you do? You lit the fire. Is it ready to be mazik right now over there? Without another additional thing to happen? No, it has to be brought over. So that's called Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo. But did your Heksha Nezikin, what you did to ready it for Hezek, is it weakened because it needed another force together with you, what you did? The answer is the other force is dismissed as if it wasn't there. That's why. But the fact is you needed that halacha. Even if it can be attributed to you in some way, that doesn't mean it's not. It's called Ma'aseh Garmelo. Vahar Raya. I'll give you an example. Yashen, Adam Yashen. What does Tosa say? What's that called? Ma'aseh Garmelo. A Ma'aseh Garmelo. What did Tosa say?
It's not
called Ma'aseh Garmelo. We asked. What do you mean? You did the hezek. What do you mean, Ma'aseh Garmelo? You did the hezek. So while you're sleeping, you did the hezek. Why isn't that Ma'aseh Garmelo? What's the answer? Ma'aseh Garmelo speaks to the issue of the Heksher of the Hezek. Where was the Heksher here? In the Ma'aseh Hezek or in the going to sleep before? In going to sleep. But that's the Machshir the Nezek for what you did when you're sleeping. So that's called, even though it's your Ma'aseh, even though it's like you kicked in the middle of your sleep. But that's called your Heksher required a new Ma'aseh. It needed the Kaifu Pashit while you're sleeping. So it's not the fact that it's you did it later is doesn't preclude it calling it Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo. Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo speaks to the heksher that you did vis-a-vis the hezek that came later. The heksher you did in lighting the fire is called, as Tosfos Maskana says, Ein Ma'aseh Garmelo, because you need the halacha se'esh afterwards, al yidei haruach. Fine. But the fact that does the heksher have a weakening element because it needs also the ruach, says the Torah. No, from that perspective, it's as if it's the same kind of heksher as if there would been no wind. Fine, but the fact that you needed that quote unquote no wind But it's metzias that there is there is the fact that it needs to be brought to the place where it's mazik. That's no worse than the kaif or pashit of a person sleeping. Person was machshir the nezek when he went to bed, and then he kicked it while it's sleeping, caused the hezek. It's called ptosis my emais of garmelo. Because you needed, after the hechshir that he went to sleep, you needed the kaif or pashit later. What I'm saying is, as a muscle, the whole, even if you say ki'u osa hakol, but that level, that happens after you lit the fire, is emais of garmelo, because it's no worse than the person kicking while you're sleeping. So it's not a. It just at first glance it sounds like it's in a contradiction. It's not really. The issue of kochacham urabo is in terms of the weakening of the mazik of the hechsher, because you needed a combination of something else. Torah says as if you would have done that, as if there was not the wind doing it. But whatever that is, call it you did it. As if you did it, it's as if the wind is not considered to be. Like it wasn't, like it was there, but it is another level that's needed after what you did to be machshir the nezek. It's still something that's coming afterwards. That's called emais of garmelo. That's why I don't think it's really a contradiction. But lemaisa, what I want to end up with is lechora, both problems on Daf Vav Amud Aleph are both speaking to the issue of machshir nezek in a different way. You're not machshir nezek as strong if you need a command to the ruach, the koach acher. You're not machshir nezek in a stronger way if you need to have subsequently another ma'isa for the nezek to occur. In the first case of Abaye, he could have also used the chesaron of ein ma'isa of garmelo, as Tosfos says, but he chose this one because he could only, this way, the only thing he says is eishochiach, nashoyochiach. He can only say eishochiach, nashoyochiach. In the second case of Rava, you could have only chosen the problem of ein ma'isa of garmelo, because you formed the bor without koach acher, and therefore the only issue is one of a mice of garmelo. We have to get into the Tosfos. This second Tosfos is very, very yesodistic, a whole new inyan. The gears that the Rashi dismisses, that's what we have left to do. One nekuda will begin at the beginning of Shir tomorrow, Nachos David, issue about the Afkarinu, Lo Afkarinu, to think about that. But really, the Iker work that we have cut out for us is this Tosfos over here, last Sugya. Okay, Ari, afterwards, or you want to record? It's up to you.
Yeah,
you
like that?
Okay.
Do we have Shir at normal times?
Okay, we'll go to tomorrow. What time is Shir? Let's decide.